The activity was reported by the Sheriff's Department over the past weekend. Summit County Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez said the salespeople were misleading officers about their organization.
Unless you're nonprofits or like Boy Scouts when they're going door to door, we're not going to have Boy Scouts getting a business license. But if you're going to go door to door for profit, then the expectation is that there is no corporation license. Each individual person has to get their very own business license to solicit door to door in Summit County. These individuals are going door to door selling magazine subscriptions, claiming they were part of a not-for-profit organization. When we did our investigation on scene, we checked with Better Business Bureau, and they were actually working for a corporation. They were misleading the public. They were misleading us.
The salespeople work for a for-profit entity called Urban Development Solutions, identified online as a company based in Michigan. Captain Martinez said this looks like the first wave of solicitors for this year.
Anecdotally, we've had them throughout the entire county. They always don't call in. Sometimes they'll be sporadic here and there. We're just getting into the season right now where we're starting to see the solicitors come around. But we've had them up in Pine Brook, Jeremy Ranch, Silver Springs, even into Park City proper itself, where we get people calling in complaining about door-to-door solicitors.
He said this group is very persistent, like others they've seen in the past.
We did have a group of these individuals about 2 years ago that were extremely persistent, and to the point where the homeowner had closed the door. They'd gone around to another door and were actually attempting to open it and gain entry into the home. So these individuals can be don't take no lightly. Yeah. But I definitely think letting them know that law enforcement was being contacted tends to at least get them off your property, and then we will deal with them.
He said salespeople, whether working with a for-profit company or a charitable purpose, need to have identification.
Their expectation is their business has them with a picture ID, the company they're affiliated with, and that's how we were able to find out that that was not a not-for-profit. They were a corporation. Somebody who's not for profit, you know, if Friends of Animals is going around or whomever it's going to be that's a not for profit, hopefully they're going to have the same identification with them that we can verify it.
Captain Martinez had this advice for local residents.
The advice that the sheriff's office has is, you know, ask them for their credentials, ask them for their business license, you know, call them on it, and then if it gets to the point where you just need to close the door in their face, we would suggest you do that and let them know that you will be contacting the sheriff's office to verify that they have a proper license to operate in Summit County. Mm-hmm. Do not let them in your house. That's, I think, a foregone conclusion, but I think it definitely needs repeating that they are quite aggressive individuals, and we do not want them in your house, and I don't believe they do either.
County Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.